so good.
That he is, Carolyn. He is good. Even when things aren't good. Because things are not always good. A majority of things are not good.
That's the world.
We live in a world that's not good.
That's right.
We've got a flesh that's not good. We got problems that are not good. But he is good. In spite of all that, huh? That's right.
And to us,
that's right.
We didn't deserve it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Somebody asked me, you know, you get this all the time. The bank today, I always go in and try to communicate with the people and build a rapport with them and an opportunity and to talk to them. And one of the ladies in there asked how things were going. And I said, well, it's all well. And, of course, what I don't know that might not be well or good. I said, Jesus has already promised me he'll work it together for the good. And there was an older guy to the side over there, and he overheard it. And he says, but you got to have faith. And I said, I wouldn't have quoted it. I wouldn't have said it if I didn't have faith. I said, I know it to be a fact. I know it to be true. And them ladies in there started testifying. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. And he didn't say another word. He left. But he walked out. But he was going to throw his little two bits in there. I said, listen to what I just said now. I just said that he's promised me, which means I believe what he's promised me, that he'll work everything, the good and the bad and the ugly, for the good of them that love him and are called according to his purpose.
I believe it,
and I know it to be true.
I believe it.
But he was like, you got to have faith, as if he was saying, it ain't going to work for you if you don't have faith. Well, no doubt. That's right. But I'd have never gave the promise away if I didn't believe it. Amen. But yes, we live in a problematic world full of problems, but he is good. He is good. Even when we are not good, he is good. Amen? Look in Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Let's think about this for a moment. Psalm 118. Thinking about today. Thinking about right now. 118 talks about the cornerstone, about today's the day of salvation. And the reason why that psalm says that today is the day of salvation, that we can rejoice and be glad in it. Notice what the first few verses say. What are we to do? Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Why? For he is what?
Good.
And a manifestation of his goodness is that his mercies are not temporary. His mercies endure for what? Forever. That is a quality of him that is so good, that his mercies are not based on our temporary circumstances. His mercies are not based on only when things are good. His mercies are not based on what we're going through right now. His mercy, what? Endures forever. He is good. His mercies endure forever. So we right now can give him thanks. He says, verse number 2, as a result, let Israel now say, not wait to say, but now say, his mercy endures for what?
Forever.
Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercies endure forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercies endure forever. The emphasis on, does all y'all's translations use the word now in there? What does yours say?
Let Israel say.
Let Israel say. Which is saying, let them say right now. His steadfast love, which is just the word hesed, is the word mercy, which is translated as unfailing love, mercy, loving kindness, steadfast love. It's that covenant unwavering commitment of God's faithfulness is what this is. That's that mercy. That's that steadfast love. That's that unfailing love that endures forever. What does your translation say, Stephanie?
Let all Israel repeat. His faithful love endures forever.
His faithful love, and let them all repeat. What's the King James say?
Now.
And the idea, just like say, let them say, let them repeat, let them now say. That's saying, if His mercy endures forever, and it does, that means His mercies are applicable and accessible right now. Right now. So you can say it right now that His mercies endure forever. Let Israel say right now. Let Aaron say right now. Let those that fear God say right now His mercies endure forever. And if they endure forever, they are currently enduring right now for me, no matter where I'm at. Because they're not based on me. They're not based on the circumstances we're in. They are based on the nature and the character and the unwavering immutability of God. He is unchanging and His mercies are unchanging. And you can count on them right now. Right now. Amen? So you can give thanks to Him right now. Because right now is the only time we have. As you pointed out, I made it through the day. And He said, well, we still got more of the day left. But what matters right is what?
Right now.
His mercies are for us right now. Right now. Tonight, Lord willing, we have tonight.
Yeah.
His mercies endure forever. Amen?
And give thanks.
And give thanks as a result. Thank Him for it.
Yeah.
Thank Him for it. Because all things are not always good,
no.
But His mercy endures. And He's good. And I can thank Him for that. With thanks, right now, let us all say that His mercies endure forever. And then it goes through, and that's really the heartbeat of why we can then say, if you look in verse number 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. We can rejoice and be
glad.
And then what's your next verse say? Save what?
Now.
Save now. Deliver now, I pray, O Lord. I pray, send what? Now, prosperity. Send it now. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord. He has given us light. Bind the sacrifices with the cords of the horns on the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His mercies endure for forever. Amen? Today's the day. Right now. We're living in it. Right now is the only time we have to bless the Lord.